Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, March 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news on Saturday, March 20th, Polk County Sheriff's Office Detention Deputy Michaela Butler was arrested in unincorporated Arcadia by the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office for one count of DUI. According to the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office affidavit, around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, 25-year-old Michaela Butler was traveling northbound on State Road 31 when a DCSO deputy observed her vehicle running off the road and onto the grassy shoulder. The deputy then observed Butler's vehicle crossing the center line of the roadway and into the southbound lane. That's when the DCSO deputy conducted a traffic stop. According to the affidavit, the DCSO deputy observed Butler to have watery eyes, and he detected the odor of alcohol. Inside Butler's vehicle, the deputy found an empty bottle of Corona beer in the center console and a can of Michelob beer, which still contained beer in it. There was also a cooler with several cans of opened and unopened beer in it. The deputy had Butler perform several field sobriety test exercises, all of which she failed to successfully perform. Her blood alcohol level was recorded at 0.090 with 0.078 grams of alcohol per 210 liters of breath. A person is in violation if their breath sample is more than 0.08 grams per 210 liters. Butler had three passengers in her vehicle. She told the DCSO deputy they had attended a concert in Fort Myers. Butler was arrested and booked into the DeSoto County Jail on the aforementioned charge and released after posting a $1,000 bond. She is currently suspended pending termination proceedings. Butler was hired as a dual-certified detention deputy sheriff in 2019 and is assigned to the Central County Jail. And the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have already completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office in which the applicant is registered to vote by this Friday, March 26th. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. Your local events, there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is $5. All proceeds will benefit One More Child. There will be explicit paintings. Your jobs here in Hardy County, York & Associates is looking for a commercial loan documentation officer. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All Britain Insurance is looking for a customer service representative. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred. And Cobb Site Development is looking for a site work project manager. 10 years of construction experience are required, and 10 years of superintendent experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. If you have an event brochure or flyer that you can send to us, make sure to do so. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees out, feels like 81, partly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Wind southeast at 2 miles an hour with gusts up to 5. Humidity slightly humid, 60%. Dew point 56, the cloud cover 39%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, to southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest around 5 in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Fruit and vegetable consumption has declined almost 10% since 2004, despite decades of industry and public health efforts, according to a Produce for Better Health Foundation 2020 study. AgriMarketing.com reports the sharpest decline was the 16% drop in vegetable consumption frequency, followed by a 15% reduction in juice intake. Foundation CEO Wendy Reinhart-Kapsack says this underconsumption is pervasive and persistent among all age groups. In a 247 to 174 vote, the House passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act Thursday, which provides a path to legal status for almost 1 million immigrant farm workers and reforms the existing H-2A Ag Worker Visa program. According to Agriculture.com, the bill, co-sponsored by Washington Republican Dan Newhouse and California Democrat Zoe Lofgren, has received solid support from food worker and farm advocacy groups. Demand for reform has been high among growers, who say it's increasingly difficult to find domestic farm labor and finds the H-2A visa program onerous. Farmers waiting to hear about aid programs from USDA will likely have to wait until April for the president to complete reviews and release funds. AgFacts.com reports the Biden administration is still reviewing the last farm aid programs initiated by the Trump administration, as well as developing the programs that will come from the aid bill from last December and the new aid package passed earlier this month.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The recently passed American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, also called the COVID-19 Stimulus Package, is a $1.9 trillion economic stimulus bill that is aiming to help everyone impacted by the COVID shutdown, including farmers around the Southeast. Florida, for example, was hit pretty hard during the initial COVID shutdown. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services estimated initial crop losses of $522 million just a few months into the pandemic. Here is Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack discussing aspects of the American Rescue Plan and how this COVID-19 economic relief package can benefit the farm and food sectors.
To the extent that you improve the opportunities for a family to receive assistance through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or the Pandemic EBT Program, which is helping parents whose children are not back yet in school because schools have been shut down, they are now incurring expense for what children might have consumed at a school breakfast or school lunch. So there's a little bit of financial assistance and help for folks in that respect. The WIC program, which helps young moms and young children, has also been expanded and extended. So there's a lot of nutrition assistance in this package. There's also help for restaurants. As we know, food service is incredibly important to the agriculture industry. When we open up restaurants, when we create new opportunities for restaurants, when we help restaurants, obviously that's an additional market opportunity eventually for our farmers, ranchers, and producers. The American Rescue Plan contains resources as well for rural communities, potentially to expand broadband.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street stocks edged lower at this morning's opening bell. The benchmarks losing ground following yesterday's gains. It may be a reaction, at least in part, to the fresh coronavirus lockdowns that are taking hold around the world, raising fears that COVID vaccines might not allow business and travel to return to normal as quickly as hoped for. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says that while the economy is improving, the recovery is still far from complete. In testimony to Congress, he says the Fed will continue to provide the economy the support it needs for as long as it takes. The British job market showed further resilience in February, even though the country has been in one of the world's most stringent lockdowns. The Office for National Statistics reports a number of people on payrolls increased for the third month in a row in February. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Sweet 16 is set. The tournament's top seed is moving to the Final 16 as Gonzaga dunked Oklahoma 87-71 Monday. Zags forward Drew Timmy who had a career-high 30 points, says they aren't letting the first overall seed go to their heads.
It's March and anything can happen, you know, and we're treating this game like we're a 16 seed and we're the underdog. You know, you got to bring that fire because all it takes is one good game and you can be out. So we're bringing our all every single game.
A number one seed, two number twos, and two number threes have already been eliminated. Gonzaga will face Creighton, a 72-58 winner over Ohio on Sunday. Michigan edged LSU 86-78, Wolverines coach Juwan Howard.
There was a lot of possessions out there where, you know, we could have held our head down because LSU, you know, they made a great run, got the lead up early in the first half, but our team stayed the course.
Michigan takes on Florida State, a 71-53 winner over Colorado this weekend. This is Esser in Sports. Alabama defeated Maryland 96-77. Bama guard Jaden Shackelford, who scored 21 points, says it's great to be in the Sweet 16.
It's kind of indescribable at this point, you know, because this team has worked so hard to get here.
The Tide will face UCLA this Sunday. The Bruins defeated Abilene Christian 67-47. Abilene Christian coach Joe Golding says the Wildcats couldn't accomplish what they did in Saturday's upset win against Texas.
They had a heck of a game the other night, and we just couldn't find it tonight, man. We kept looking for it, looking for it, looking for it, and you could just see it on them, man. We just couldn't.
Oregon was a 95-80 winner over Iowa. Ducks coach Dana Altman says his team overcame Luke Garza's 36 points.
You know, Garza's such a good player, you know, and just ripped us up, but you know, we really wanted to make sure that they didn't get the threes going and beat us from the three-point line.
The Ducks will face familiar foe USC Sunday as the Trojans crushed Kansas 85-51. That more than doubled the worst margin of defeat for the Jayhawks in 49 trips to the NCAA tournament. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, if you can't remember my name, just say donuts. I'll turn around and look. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.